There was an interesting article about Magic Leap in Wired, but as Nilay Patel writes in The Verge in a critique of it, they didn't really ask the important questions in The Wired. It was a interesting profile, but here's the five burning questions Nilay Patel would like to know. What the hell is it?
It didn't answer anything.
It didn't. It was like, mostly like a press release.
Magic Leap, and it was like
it
I'm
just
sorry.
Works.
It was a nice. It was a nice article about what's going on with
and
VR.
Kevin Kelly, who wrote it, is great, and I love him.
Yeah, no, but I did not get inside Magic Leap. Like I don't right. think we. I think somebody said we don't even see what the headset is.
We still don't. In fact, this is the picture they showed. Is a guy staring into a obviously prototype device with lots of glowing wires coming out of it.
As a nice article about, hey, VR is growing and maybe this will finally be the time that it makes it, unlike this article that could have come straight out of the 1990s
right.
that talked about. I mean, it literally could have been a 1990s article about how VR was
someday.
But now, like, you know, the difference is people really are getting these headsets. If you have the Gear VR, like, you know, we were joking earlier, I've got three Gear VRs sitting around. You really can do it. And people really are kind of blown away by it. I was showing my business partner at the Gear VR where you have the dinosaur, and he was just like, oh.
It's really, amazing. It's cool, isn't it?
It really is.
So this is, go ahead.
I don't put on that often. Like,
Magic
cool.
Leap is AR, of course, and they've described it, but they haven't really described how it works as glasses that are lightweight and thin, and then that somehow magically it just stuff appears in your field of view and your eye naturally focuses. They offer this video, but as Nilay says, well, yeah. But they explain nothing. What was it shot with? How is the camera focusing? Where is it focusing? Where does this stuff appear? And there's a call coming in from Google Hangouts. Is there an interface for Google Hangouts, or is this just completely a mock-up? How does it know any of this information? You know, it's and Kevin Kelly never answers any of these questions. So while we're all kind of intrigued by Magic Leap, there's still absolutely no idea of how it works.
But you know, it's kind of funny that one of the impressive things about Magic Leap is their ability to prevent anybody from knowing anything.
Yeah, it reminds me of...
They've raised $1 billion. They've gotten Google backing.
Yeah.
They, according to this article, the one thing that they hinted at that was somewhat intriguing was that the main core competency of Magic Leap is unique technology that makes the 3D aspect of it incredibly believable. And so... again, we don't know what that is, how it works or anything, but the fact that they have been able to raise that much money and at the same time they have the discipline to prevent us from knowing anything about it is in a way a suggestion that this company is somewhat formidable. I mean, it's very difficult to keep those kind of secrets.
Or they're Theranos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you know, given the history of the world, the latter is more likely than the former, to be honest with you. I'm not casting aspersions, but at some point you're going to have to show this technology to somebody, and it's going to have to be real. Everything we've seen, I think, is fake.
Well, I mean, the same goes to a certain extent for Microsoft HoloLens.
But no, because the people have tried it on and it works, and you see what you see. It's disappointing, but it's real.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, at least to Microsoft's credit, they're letting people buy them and try them on and use them. And so that exists, much as Oculus Rift exists. I'm not convinced that Magic Leap exists. Maybe
you just read an article that was inside Magic Leap. So what questions could you have?
Well, my son told me about a bottle that some Austrian inventors have created that pulls water out of the air and fills itself up. It's a magically refilling water bottle in an hour, even in the desert. It will fill itself up with water. And I said, well, you know, you read this stuff, you see these Kickstarter, it's like a crowdfunded campaign. You say, you got to really think, is that possible? Do they have one? Does it work? I'm still a little skeptical. I mean, I would love Magic Leap to be real. I will be the first to buy one.
Yeah.